This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Democratic U.S. House members are criticizing the decision by Republican House leaders to start their August recess a week early. That move came after House Republicans were unable to pass a slate of government spending bills before the recess. Colorado Democrat Yadira Caraveo.
I think it's a clear example of what's been going on for the last year and a half, that their extreme ideas, in particular around abortion, make it so that they can't even bring their own appropriations bills to the floor because they won't pass with their own votes.
The House returns in September when Congress will have 3 weeks to pass some sort of government funding bill. In Pueblo, the state is spending $1 million to help the city's police department upgrade its crime response technology. Officials plan to use the money to increase the department's ability to identify gunshots and expand other technology as part of its real-time crime center. The center lets officers responding to calls get assistance and information from other police personnel. The state grant requires a $1 million match from the city. More Colorado poultry workers have tested positive for bird flu. The state health department announced Thursday. Here's CPR's John Daly.
It's now recorded a total of 10 human cases this month, 6 at one poultry operation and 3 at another. That's in addition to the case of a dairy worker, the state's first case this year. Health officials say they're not detecting any spread to the general public. On Tuesday, the state's agriculture department said it would now require all licensed farmers to test milk from herds weekly for signs of the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News.